Thank you and good afternoon. Deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office were sent to St. Joseph's Hospital early Wednesday morning to interview a female victim who had sustained stab wounds. While the victim was initially unable to speak to deputies, they did contact 36-year-old Jennifer Rebecca Wall and 45-year-old Lance David Coates, who were waiting in the lobby for the victim. Both were interviewed separately by deputies, and Wall initially provided a false identity. After further questioning, both parties provided conflicting stories regarding the incident, and deputies also discovered that the victim had issued a restraining order against Coates. Eventually, deputies were able to interview the victim. However, she had no recollection of the incident, and the injuries sustained were non-life-threatening. Wall was booked into county jail for false identification, and Coates was booked for violation of the restraining order. Fortuna police responded to the 200 block of Randolph Way Wednesday afternoon after a Hispanic male adult was seen going door-to-door looking into mailboxes. Officers arrived on scene and were directed to the creek area where the man was last seen. However, they were unable to locate the suspect. Acting on another tip, officers then responded to a trailer in the 300 block of North Fortuna Boulevard and located 29-year-old Jesus Ramirez Yenes of Salinas hiding in a portable bathroom. Yenes had mail that belonged to homes along Randolph Way on his person, and he was booked into county jail on a list of charges. Law enforcement are searching for 27-year-old Willits resident Lee Adams, who has two Humboldt County warrants for drug and weapon-related offenses out in his name. Adams is responsible for ramming a Willits police vehicle earlier in the month after officers spotted him and another suspect camping in their vehicle behind a Willits business. After striking the officer's vehicle, Adams fled the scene and police called off the brief vehicle pursuit for public safety reasons. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Fortuna Fire Protection District will receive an additional $400,000 per year after district residents approved the new fire assessment. The balloting period for the assessment ended on Monday after residents received ballots in September, and Fortuna Fire released the results this afternoon. The additional funding will be used to implement a more comprehensive fire prevention program, as well as developing a more cost-effective staffing and training program for volunteers. The new fire assessment won't go into effect until the 2016-2017 fiscal year. Over 3,000 votes were cast, and 55% were in favor of the assessment, while 44% voted against it. After a lengthy discussion at the regular meeting Wednesday night, the Arcata City Council approved an ordinance to increase the council's monthly salary. 2011 was the last time the City Council saw an increase in salary. Under state law, city councils can increase their salary by the maximum 5% and can choose to do so after every municipal election. The previous monthly pay was $484.64, and in a 3-2 vote, the council has now increased the salary to $581.61 per month. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A public meeting will be held tonight in Crescent City. Dan Squire has more.
Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest will host the first of four public meetings tonight in Crescent City to meet with residents of Del Norte County regarding the wildfires that scorched more than 30,000 acres in the region this summer. Forest Supervisor Merv George said it's a chance for forest officials to gather information and the perspective of the public on the impact of the fires. Three other meetings are scheduled for the following weeks.
Thank you, Dan. Arcata firefighters responded to a structure fire at an empty house that was under construction on Boiler Avenue in McKinleyville Wednesday afternoon. The first arriving engine company was able to make a quick attack on the fire, and additional crews that arrived on scene were able to get the fire under control. The cause of the fire is suspected to be human-caused, but whether it was accidental or intentional remains under investigation by Arcata Fire. Eureka police arrested 29-year-old Perry Bailey and 21-year-old Sarah Dory following a traffic stop and vehicle investigation near 6th and N Streets on Tuesday night. The officer, who was familiar with Bailey from previous encounters, was initially given a false name, but Bailey was identified through his tattoos. The officer noticed a plate covered in foil in the center console of the car, and it was initially thought to be a plate of food. Instead, the foil covered more than 3 ounces of methamphetamine. Both Bailey and Dory were booked for possession, while Bailey was also booked on warrants and probation violation. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.